Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Very well, you?
Yeah, good.
I was just watching your stream.
How were what? You?
Yeah, I was just in there.
Oh.
Did you see John's message as we came in?
Yeah, and he'll sort it within 3 minutes and come on.
He's flapping, I think.
Oh, is he? Has he written another one?
No, but I can just imagine him flapping.
And he's got to talk to the Northampton pod.
Why do we never get asked on these?
I did.
The Northampton pod?
Yeah.
Turned it down?
No, I was just late getting back to them.
Oh, I see. Well, you could pop on after, can you?
I said I'm about, and he said, oh, I've got John now.
Do they not? What was your role again? Not the quirky, the goofy, what was it? The goofball. They don't want the goofball.
I would want a goofball on my pod.
I would.
Not at the end of the season when you want to talk soccer.
Well, oh yeah, it's the business end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless you're an Exeter fan.
Yeah.
Honestly, you can't write that. I was waiting from 6 o'clock. I went to make a drink, sat down, and I knocked my PC over, so it just wouldn't turn on.
Oh, you can't write that.
It wouldn't get commissioned. It's quite a boring, quite a boring tale.
Hey.
How you doing, Johnny?
Yeah! I'm all right. How are you, boys?
Yeah.
Good, man.
Nothing to talk about football-wise.
No, same old. Beat Port Vale, didn't we? We were losing. We won.
Blah, 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 blah.
There's a few good goals, a few crap goals. Two games, 2 hours of football. Easy peasy.
How many left?
Just the two.
Is it? Just two games? That's the end of the season.
It is, yeah. Just like that. I'm on the radio for Saturday's game against Northampton.
Ooh. Oh, and you're on the Northampton pod.
Yeah, today. After this, yeah. Yeah, busy day. All trying to balance all of this while writing my dissertation. It's a tough life, man. Tough life. Yeah.
When do you finish university?
1st of May. 15, 16, whatever it is, 14 days, 13 days.
And then you're just like us. You're just like us.
And then I will cry.
What will you do?
That is such a superb question. I actually have not got a clue.
You panicking?
No, not really. I've just learned in the last probably 30 seconds while talking about this, you just got to let life take you where you're going.
You just learn it now?
Yeah. Like a twig in the river.
Yeah, one that preferably goes quite far, not get stuck on the side of the embankment or something like that.
Oh, enjoy it wherever you get stuck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is
nice. That's really nice.
That is good. He's unplugged his mic again. How does he do? This is like... Like, you know, when you get that parent that always feels a bit of like soup on
it's
their t-shirt or whatever.
It's not parent business, it's the fucking... Release, boy.
All right, we'll stop fiddling around. Oh, he's unplugged it again.
It seems like you're doing it for a little, like, pod laugh. Yeah. It's a little pod joke, yeah. Once an ep. Oh, are you doing the no... Is it the no pants? You're going to do a no...
Oh, yeah!
Are you kidding?
I forgot about that! Oh, but, you know, he's got them on today. He just finished streaming. You wouldn't be brave enough to wear them.
Oh, right. So I didn't go upstairs to get a Ryvita and take my trousers off.
No, you'd take them off you'd take them off where you are now. You wouldn't walk from your house to there.
No, in the
nud.
Yeah, but that's what he wants, you think.
He's done it again.
Oh, I can't be asked.
Fuck's sake.
All right, it's not funny anymore.
No.
It was funny the first time.
Cancel the pod. If this is the level of jokes.
I've been writing songs about you all day, John. Complete. It's not recorded.
Oh.
It's written.
So the whole album is like ready, though? Like as in words-wise? On paper?
No, just the next one, because the next one's a biggie. So I was on the train today for like an hour. Just like, oh, that's
the
not
next
quite...
One...
Just tweaking. That's not quite right.
The next one is in, not the one we're playing today.
There is no one today.
Oh, we're not playing today. Okay, right, okay.
I was going to be like, oh, there's a quick 2 hours here. I can quickly record this. But I just thought, no, I'm going to give it... This is so big, this tune.
Are people allowed to know the title of this next tune or not?
Would they like to know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, we'd like to know, yeah.
Tell you what, let me get the lyrics up and I'll give you a little teaser.
John, you know you slagged off the last song.
Yeah, see, that's... No, you
no,
did.
No, I just want to say, you know you didn't like it and you went, oh, arts and crafty and all that.
Yeah.
We got quite a nice response from people.
You did, yeah.
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 And you know, one of the only people that agreed with you was some guy called Fuck the Woke.
Yeah, I saw that. So
who had a flag in his bio.
The flag in the bio. Apologies to anyone who does have a flag in their bio, but that's one of my warning signs. And I don't know why that is.
Red flag.
Fuck the Woke is quite a big warning sign as well.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest. Okay, right, I'm going to throw some people under the bus. And I'm going to do it comfortably.
Well, you're going to say your family hated it.
No, listen. I showed it to my...
Because if you do say that, I'm going to get really upset all over again. So just be bloody careful about the next words that come out your mouth.
I'm going to word this politely. I'm going to word it exactly how they worded it. So, as soon as I came down from that recording, I went downstairs, had tea. I played it to my mum, my dad, and my brother. And they went, good song, worst of the lot so far. But it's still a good song. That just shows... No,
I'm done.
No, they were more emphasising... Listen to me.
So they all said that exactly the same time. They said the same words.
No. They said... The first thing they said was, play it again. You can't judge it off a first listen. Fair enough. Played it again. Then they went, great song, but...
You said good song.
Okay, what do you want me to...
Don't
word for word?
Sugarcoat it. What did they say? Yeah.
Okay, good song.
You said good, and then you went great.
Okay, good song. Mm. The worst of the lot so far, but that was
why
more...
Why would you say the worst? Why would you have to say that?
Yeah.
Why would you have to say the worst? Oh, that's a nice donut, Carol. Church, that's the worst church, one you've made this year.
Church, yeah, church. It's still delicious, but don't it's the why you question, why are you ordering them?
Why have they got to say it's the worst? Just say it's good. Just
it's fucking out of order.
Why don't your family fucking spread positivity?
Yeah,
this
why don't they fucking come say it to our faces on the pod? They're too bloody scared to come on.
You lot are ridiculous. Right. They were basically... The reason why they ranked it amongst the songs is because I asked them to after I'd given my opinion.
Why did
because, you well, because you asked me to rank it and give my opinion. So I went, could you give me your opinion? And they were like, yeah, we agree. Good song, but the worst of the lot so far because of how good the other ones
worst.
Were.
Worst?
Yeah, there's only been four songs, so it's fourth best if you want to look at it like that.
Bunch of negative... Well, I won't say the insult.
Go on, say it.
No, I won't, because I can't think of it. I can't think of one, all right? The worst?
Yeah, but that is more of a compliment to the quality of your work before.
I don't think you understand the pressure when you're making hit after hit after hit. To be able to sustain that.
Yeah.
I genuinely do not understand the joke, John.
You laugh?
Yeah, because...
Laugh it up, funny boy.
I can't take you guys seriously.
No, I'm gutted. I just hate that they have...
Why?
To the worst
you're
word.
Not... You don't make music to please the person you're writing about. You make music to please the masses, and that's what you did. Everyone
liked
it.
Yeah, but you've then got the masses.
I think everyone just felt sorry for us. Don't think anyone liked it.
Yeah.
See, now you're just being a bloody pick me. Just accept the fact that, you know, it was people liked it. I didn't.
Why didn't you?
Personal decision. I've already told you why. Do you want to go over this again?
Yeah.
It was arts and crafts. It was trying
what
too
crafts?
Much.
What do you mean the, crafts?
Like, you know, the commentary elements and all. When you listen to a song, you just want to listen to the song. Listen to what
so you don't like three lines.
Actually, not particularly, no. It's an all right tune, but it's overplayed, isn't it?
You don't like three lines. That's nice.
Well, I'm not an England fan, so why
That's
would I like three lines?
Coming on the pod. Cheers, John. Fuck that
England fans like three lines. I'm not an England fan.
What?
I'm not English.
Who's you support? Portugal.
I don't support any nation, actually. I have I watch England play the most, naturally, because they're always on the telly over here, but I don't really support England.
I say over here. You live here.
Yeah, here. Yeah,
don't
okay,
say,
here.
Like, you're not Ronaldo, mate.
No, okay, right. Okay, in the country that I currently reside in, England are played on the telly the most as the national team. Yeah, I watch England the most.
Why aren't you... What are you?
I'm not well, technically, my country of birth is Spain, but I'm from a region of Spain which is called the Basque Country, which is eloped with France and the north of Spain.
And that's your mother is Spanish?
Basque. She wouldn't like being called Spanish.
Sorry. Yeah. Your mother is
she doesn't
Basque.
Like anything at the moment, does she, your mum?
No, doesn't like the song, doesn't like me calling her Spanish.
Yes.
Can't get anything.
I am Basque. So if the Basque national team were allowed... If they're allowed to compete in competitions, I would support them. Yeah.
Interesting.
Get out of my country. Get out of my country and take your family with you.
Are you talking to John or me?
So, yeah, I have a soft spot for England because I've lived there most of my life. And, for example, if Ollie Watkins was to get into the England squad, I'd be an England fan. Yeah.
So you're an Exeter fan. I really can imagine you with your top off at the pub, England tattoo.
Oh, I've gone.
On your
oh yeah,
butt.
I've gone to England games with England tops on. For the last World Cup, I went to loads of England games, like in supported England. Yeah.
Right, so you just are an England fan. You're just trying to be all hooky.
No, I would.
But you wore a top and went to the games.
Yeah, but it's not. It weren't my top. I borrowed it and stuff like that. So you know, like I don't. You know, come on. Let's not beat around the bush here.
Oh, no, fair enough. Fair enough. If you don't support, you don't have to support England.
No. I mean, again, I think if Ollie's playing, the only reason I was, you know, supporting them is because I thought Ollie was going to get into the Euro squad.
Have you spoken to Ollie Watkins?
Yeah, a few times.
Have you?
Oh, wow.
Not since he's made it to the big leagues, but when he was at Exeter City, yeah.
Did he know you by name?
Yeah, he actually owes me a pair of boots. He said...
Could you get him on the pod?
No, oh no, I couldn't. I would better get in contact. Well, I'm good friends with one of his best mates, so maybe I could ask him, but I don't know if he'd come on. Quite a busy guy.
Well, he won't come on if you don't ask.
Yeah, I could ask, yeah. It's never really crossed my mind. I'd be quite nervous meeting him, really.
Why?
You've met him before, haven't you?
Yeah, but like, now he's a star. He wasn't a star when I met him. He was just...
Get him on the pod.
You're a star. You're a star.
No, definitely. Again, not. Definitely not.
You are.
Yeah.
All right. Ollie Watkins is coming on.
Can you text his Ollie Watkins mate now?
I could. Yeah. I could drop him a text. I wished him happy birthday the other day.
Are they really close?
I wouldn't say we're really close, but he was a coach of mine when I was at college.
But is he really close with Ollie Watkins?
Yeah, they're best friends, yeah.
Right. Get him on the pod now.
Ollie, actually, there's a clip of Ollie that went sort of, or a photo of Ollie that went mini viral, where he came down to Truro to watch Connor play.
Recently?
Yeah, recently. Yes, yeah, like a couple of weeks ago. That, yeah. The friend that is friends with Ollie is who I would consider a friend, yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
We follow each other on Instagram. Does that make you friends?
I don't know. Ollie Watkins?
No, me and Connor.
Well, no, it doesn't make you friends, actually.
Can you chat to him?
Yeah, I've texted him a few times.
Text him now, just say.
I'm not texting him now. What would I say?
Please. No, not Ollie Watkins. You've got Ollie Watkins' number.
No, I don't have Ollie. What would I text Connor and say?
Would Ollie Watkins be up for coming on the pod? Bit of fun. No stress.
Yeah, just be like on Zoom, no stress.
Actually, we have quite a few Instagram DMs, really. Like, this is our, like, this, we talk quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
Come on. He'll only say, oh, he can't, he's busy. He won't. He'll say, support, he'll come on.
Just say, would Ollie be up for coming on with the dudes? We've written a song for him.
I'm not going to text him now.
Why?
I'll text him off pod.
No, because then if he gets back, it's a lovely little story, little arc. If he doesn't get back, so equally nice.
Yeah, if he doesn't get back and I get ignored... That's awkward, isn't it?
Send a voice note.
Definitely not sending a voice note. There's not enough confidence in my veins to do that. I don't know how I would really word it. This is a bit...
Well, let's help you word it. Yeah. Word by word.
Hey, mate. Do you say hey, mate?
Yeah, I've said mate. Yeah, I say mate. Yeah.
Hello, hey.
He replies with, you know, thanks, mate, sort of thing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but how would you open it? Hello, yo.
How would I open it? This is great. I don't know. I quite like starting with a ha-ha sometimes, actually. Normally in reply to something funny. That's the
you
thing.
You can't just randomly say ha-ha, though, as an opener, can you? Because that just seems like you've got issues.
Yeah, you're like replying to a story that they've put up or something.
How about just go in there, because you're leaving university, it's time to grow up. Go in there and say...
I don't know, man. Why are you giving me stick for? If you're giving me stick, I won't bloody DM him.
It's not a stick.
He just told me to grow up.
No, he said it's time to grow up.
Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't word it word for word like he said it. Sorry, mate.
How about, hey, I like this. I don't want to put you in under any pressure, that kind of thing, straight off the bat.
Right, okay. I know how to word this. You two chat amongst yourselves. I'll word it and I'll read it back to you.
Lovely.
You got
what's the new song? Can you guess it? Have you got anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, we came up with a title, didn't we? I'm thinking it's called Let Us Love You. That's what
David, do you mind if I... Right, shush. Do you mind if I drop your name in there?
Yeah, no, go for it.
And Alfie's, do you guys mind if maybe...
No, not
name
at all.
Might help.
I think Ollie Watkins is going to be impressed.
There's like my stand-up work on YouTube, if you want to put a link up.
Yeah. My Spotify.
I'll reference maybe something that he's definitely watched.
You.
What?
Is that a bit... That is a...
Oh, he's in
that. Was a real slide.
No, it was not like that. I meant like as in he definitely would have watched Afterlife, right? Okay. I didn't want to just be like... that. I thought that would have been more insulting, just saying that you're the guy of Afterlife.
Yeah. There's a bit more to me than that.
Yeah.
Oh, loads
human
more.
Human being.
So it's called, what is it? Let Me Kiss You.
Let Us Love You. And it's a...
What about Let Me Kiss
You? I forgot Let Us Kiss You. It does push the boundaries.
Let us kiss you.
Yeah, at the same time.
With no pressure.
Yeah. With your consent. Let us kiss you in brackets with your consent. That's what it's called.
Oh, that's nice. That would be nice.
Well, it is kind of like a please, baby, take me back after the last song.
Asking to be taken back.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit of a... What's that, John?
What is... I've just...
You
I'm
get on
is...
with your message, yeah. Son.
You do typey-typey.
I think it's nearly there. You give me 30 more seconds.
Bit of a battered husband there, isn't it?
Sorry?
Well, going back to John. He sort of abused you and now he's saying, take me back.
Yeah, but emotionally. Emotionally. It's sort of like, I suppose it's not take me back, it's let me in. Let me into your heart.
Right, so are you apologising?
I'm apologising, but in a way that's sort of like, let me have a read.
For those of you who don't quite understand what's happening here, Alfie's trying to... explain the lyrics of the new song, Let Us Kiss You.
As in us, do you mean David and Alfie?
You get on with the message. Yes.
Let us kiss you with your consent. It's basically saying, stop pushing us away. We're sorry we upset you. We never meant to hurt you. We only meant to love you and kiss you.
I can't believe I'm overhearing this. I'm trying to write a semi-formulated text here. And you guys are
trying to get Ollie Watkins on the pod. We're in his ear. I also got that little thing you wanted to get in. Is in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you rhyme it with snatch?
Right, can you guys let me know what you think of this text? Oh God, this is, I hate doing this to friends. It's just, it's cringy.
Go on, I know it is cringy, yeah.
I put hi, and then the name of the person, although I've already said his name, but just in case you don't want it on there. Hope you're well, mate. I'm not sure if you know, but I'm on a podcast with David L, actor and comedian from Afterlife, and Alfie Indra, musician, about Exeter City, and was wondering if you think Ollie would be up for coming on the pod. And then I go into a bit about what the pod is, and then obviously completely fine if he wouldn't be up for it, but thought I'd ask.
That's nice. Right, I'm imagining me getting that. Can you read it out as if I'm opening up my phone? What's this? Oh, that's that bloke.
Hi, Zed, mate. Hope you're well. I'm not sure if you know, but I'm on a podcast with David L, actor and comedian from Afterlife, and Alfie Indra, musician, about ecstasy.
Right, straight away, I'll be like, oh, busy. Okay.
Yeah.
It's loads going on.
It's also it's not asking him for anything. It's asking...
And was... Well, let me get to it! And was wondering if you think Ollie would be up for coming on the pod.
Oh, great. Now I'm being put in this situation.
What's the right? I won't send it then. There you go.
No, I'm not sending it.
You have to know how it's going to be received, John.
I've had a few of these. And
yeah, okay.
So, you know, and I do what I can.
Okay, all right, okay. So, I'll just send it then.
Yeah.
Obviously, completely fine if he wouldn't be up for it, but thought I'd ask.
Perfect.
Yeah, because that's just kind of like, I'm shooting my shot. If you pardon the pun, because he's a strike, you could even put that in if you wanted.
I've mentioned that we're, you know, quite big for a sport, for a football podcast, you know, in the top 20 in the charts for football. Yeah, stuff. You know, got to drop that in. Just so he knows we're a legitimate pod and people actually listen to our dribble.
Yes.
Okay, sent. There we go. Centaroony.
Well done, John. That was actually quite brave.
Yeah. Well, we can't lose there. It'll either be a yes or a...
Yeah, and that's how you should look at everything in life. Shoot your shot. Go for it.
I mean, I always feel a bit embarrassed about asking for things. I mean, I sort of never do, but...
No, I don't. I don't.
Yeah.
No. But...
No, well, if you don't ask, you don't get, mate, so...
Yeah, and that phrase makes me feel cringy as well, but...
Go on.
Does anything not make you feel cringy?
Not really.
I'm like that.
Yeah.
You know what? It's nice to have no pressure of football on, is there? It's just sit back, relax, let the wind hit your face.
Yeah, I quite like having the story through the season. Right now, it's like, oh, what's happened?
Well, you know, the exciting thing about football right now is that next season could literally be anything. Like, if we keep the core of the squad, we are actually going to go up, and it's a joke.
Okay. John's been smoking cigars or something.
No, I'm telling you, if we get a bloody good number 9 in and keep a couple of players from that squad, we're flipping going up. In fact, we might already have the number 9 in Millie Alley because he's a joke. Can't stop scoring.
Yeah, he is good. What about Clark Harris?
No, I don't think so. Not for us. He would be brilliant, but we're not going to pay his... Like, we just won't pay what he's on. 100%. Well, unless he takes a significant pay cut, he's not going to come to us. He'll go to someone like Wrexham or Stockport or Mansfield, one of the big, big hitters coming up from League Two.
I don't want to repeat myself, but you've heard something because you wouldn't have this confidence.
It's just genuinely based on the squad we have now.
The squad you have now is only just safe, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you take our form from Boxing Day, we'd be in the top 6, I think.
True.
We have been, since the turn of the year, we've been great. We've been good.
John, it's not healthy because you're so high and so low high.
I'm milking it.
Are you? You don't believe what you're saying.
I believe what we're saying. We keep the squad, but like that's a big if. You know, if we keep a core group.
Well, Rhys Cole's going to Portsmouth, so...
No. Don't believe everything you read, sir.
That would be a massive loss.
It would be a massive loss, yeah. I mean, he's got another year left on his deal, and I can't imagine... It's too big a risk for Portsmouth, Bolton, or anybody to take on him. He was playing step 7 last season. You know, you can't sign someone based off one season, I don't think. I don't think they'd be willing to pay what we value him at for... After one season.
Have you had your player of the season and stuff?
No, it's being voted on at the moment, I think.
Have you voted?
I have voted.
Where'd you vote?
On Twitter. There's a link to a poll. I think it's the current pinned tweet for Exeter City. See, I struggled with my player of the season vote, and I didn't think I would. If you'd asked me in sort of that horrible period, who would I have voted for?
Who would have it been back there?
Probably Vil. And Vil was very unlucky to not be my player of the season.
Oh, he didn't. Okay. Who'd you go for?
I went for the main man himself. I just think he's unbelievable. And that is credit to sort of our recruitment, that we've managed to find someone out of level step 7 that's, we think, wow.
Was it his first season making the jump?
No. So he had played sort of for QPR, Brentford, I think he played a couple of appearances in the Championship, but I'm not sure he was quite good enough, and then fell out of love with football. So then just went, right, I'm going to go play really low down and go do something else with my life. So he was a PE teacher last year as well.
What?
And then, now he's, I think in the summer, he sort of, someone had found him and thought, okay, look, we'll give him a trial. And he was, you know, one of our best players in pre-season. So we signed him. Signed him originally on 6-month deal. He was meant to run out in January and then see how it goes. Then we put his contract extension video. They used my commentary, which was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So he put the tweet out. I put, oh, he signed a new deal. Turn the sound on, and it was my commentary in the background. Oh.
Where is that, on Twitter?
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah.
Let's go find it.
I'd love to hear that. Yeah.
I think it's Rhys Cole's pinned tweet as well. Actually, I honestly, I love him. I can't get enough of him. I love his style as well. He rocks up with a cap on. Yeah, he rocks cool. in. White socks, like really high up. His trackies are really hard, like loose laces and his shoes. I love everything about him. He's the
tanned.
Oh, he is tanned.
He's the coldest geezer ever. I absolutely love him.
You can hear that.
Yeah. Oh, Rhys Cole, take a bow, my man.
What?
Yeah.
That's really good. So you let, who's your favourite commentator, John? Who do you model yourself
I
after?
I've never looked at someone and gone, oh, I'm gonna, everything I say, bar maybe like a couple of things, is completely off the cuff.
Who do you like?
I think he divides opinion a lot in the commentary scene, but I really like Peter Drury. But a lot of it is very orchestrated and milked and like written down. And like a lot of people, I get why people don't like it, because it doesn't feel like authentic. You know, like the best piece of commentary ever is the Aguero, because it's like it's such a big moment and he's going off the cuff that he's like buying time by just saying his name for ages and trying to think of what's next to say. Whereas, you know, when like, for example, Cole Palmer scored the penalty against Manchester City, and it's like he had this whole 30-second dialogue written down about if that had happened, and I just didn't. I don't know. That
I think
kind of
it's cool, though. I think it's like a movie.
I do.
Like when he did it to Saka's after he'd missed the penalty in the Euros. And
yeah,
he took the penalty, and
he's brilliant at painting setting the scene. I don't think that's his job. I think that's the job of the co-commentator. I think he has to describe what's happening.
Written on your shoes,
and then the co-commentator then for me takes the descriptive element into
And that's you at the minute.
So he's taking away work.
No. I guess it is also the commentator's job. I guess for me, he should say, you know, oh, Cole Palmer slots the ball into the back of the net, blah, 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 blah. And then the co-commentator comes in and then adds the, I don't know. Maybe it does work with him doing it. I'm not a professional. I like him.
Bloody hell.
I like him. But I understand why people aren't so keen on him, because it does feel very forced and orchestrated. But I love him. And his knowledge is amazing. Have you seen the clip of him at the cup final, the Chelsea cup final? And they're asking him, like, who wears number 57 for Chelsea? And he'll tell you exactly who he is, how many times they've played, yellow card, red card, goals, assists, all off the top of his head. That is fascinating. Happy John. Happy John, when something's wrong, just play this happy song. John, what's wrong? Why you looking so glum? You got a 10-bedroom house and you live with your chums. You can tell them all apart by the willies and bums. By the willies and bums.
combine. Obviously you're singing to a bunch of brownie women, but the only time you're grinning is when Exeter are winning. Come on, John, just sing this happy song and you'll be happy, happy John, happy, happy John. When something's wrong, just play this happy song and you'll be happy, happy John, happy, happy John. When something's wrong, just play this happy song.
By day, summer rising on a radio Devon. By night, womanizing, taking ladies to heaven. Drives a saloon, high under I-40, cruising around, picking up all the hotties.
Has he got back to you?
Good tune actually in the background of that Reece Cole announcement video. It was all great. No, not yet. It's only been 10 minutes.
Can you send him some question marks?
No, that's so bossy. I hate that. That is terrible.
Over the summer months, what's the focus?
What do you want it to be? You're the leader here.
Honestly? Yeah. Your career.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's such a big thing that you're stepping into the big wide world. I want to know where you're going.
Okay, yeah, we could definitely do some stuff on that.
Where are you going? Sky?
I don't know. I mean, there's some really interesting things happening at Sky because they've just how that's actually the sixth time. It's not even funny. It's the sixth time. It's actually sad. There's actually some really interesting opportunities at Sky because they've just signed their biggest football league deal ever. So they're showing
Can you explain iFollow? What's happening, John?
I actually am not too sure on what's happening. I think there is some talks about, I don't know, but like iFollow is no longer basically. So clubs are going to have the option to either have their own sort of like TV platform, I guess, or you know, like a
what?
You know,
what are they getting? They're getting money to fund this.
I'm honestly not too clued up on how it works. I think there'll be a small amount given to clubs from the EFL to like buy more cameras and things like that, because from next season you need like 3 cameras if you're in League One. There's certain requirements you have to meet, and they keep going up as obviously the demand for.
How much are we going to get paid then?
Look, I can't say anything for certain because I don't actually know, but there's definitely, it would make sense. That it makes sense for City to go down their own, especially with how...
Speculate. I couldn't give a shit for certain. Yeah. What could happen?
With how financially healthy the club is currently, it would make sense to me for them to go down the sort of Exeter TV route.
So what does that look like? What does that mean?
Do I have to move to Devon?
No, I hope not. After buying or getting a new house, that'd be a faff, wouldn't it?
What does that mean?
Well, there would be there'd be a much bigger emphasis on Exeter City generating their own content.
And what will that look like?
What, I don't know.
Well, just give me an idea. What might that look like in September? There's no iFollow.
Okay,
what might it look
in September? Ideally, it could look like there could be potentially a mini type studio thing, and there could be. Like a match day show.
Who's presenting?
I don't know. I don't even know what's happening. Who do you think?
The obvious choice?
It's not definitely happening. I know it's not, but something has to happen. Something has to happen.
Well, or you could leave it, and you could just leave your highlights down to Sky every week.
Nah, they won't do that.
You need to offer the fans something. You need to offer the fans something live.
Who's going to be front and center?
I think the problem with having something
someone
like
young, ambitious, knows the club inside out.
So the problem with having an Exeter City TV or whatever it would be called.
Why are you being so sheepish?
I'm not being sheepish. I'm just trying to explain,
smirk,
but you keep asking
smirking.
Me questions. No, I'm not. I'm
you're
not,
smirking okay. knowingly for
what
all
have they
listeners.
Asked you? Have they said, would you be interested, John?
No one has asked me anything.
Has this been said? Hey, John, if we were to potentially
genuinely no. I've not been asked anything. I've not been
what would
even
you
consulted.
Say if they did say that, would you say yeah?
It really depends for me.
Would you think about us, or would you just be?
Well, I would maybe think about David and not I'm not leaving Alfie out on purpose, but you know, you do live far away.
Alfie can we can get a big plasma on the wall and Alfie can appear.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll get a cool background and stuff.
It's just a fucking TV. I'll get one from Curry's.
Mate, genuinely, Mike, TV.
But
let
what
me
are
be
you
involved.
Just what like what like you will be doing things on a Saturday at three? There'll be times where you can't be asked to be there. Like for example, Alfie might be going to the garden centre with his partner or
well, not
whatever.
If he's making a grand every Saturday.
If you think you're making a grand every Saturday from Exeter City, then you're at the wrong bloody club, buddy.
Why?
500.
What, you think you're going to earn, how many games is there? 46.
46.
46,000
pounds. Yeah.
No.
If you can chuck fucking 3 million at that Admiral.
I'm telling you right now, if anybody's listening, I am not worth 46 grand a year.
God, you're worth way more than 46 bloody grand a year, mate.
Well, the thing is, right, with something like that, it's limited. And people, it's a subscription-based thing, so only City fans are going to be buying it. It's not like it's going to have a mass audience.
Not if it's got a little bit of something about it.
Oh, hang on. They're getting a free My New Football Club podcast every Saturday.
With guests. And sketches.
Look. I don't think I'm the best candidate for the position anyway. There'll be somebody that is
like
the best placed. Because, for example, I don't know if if I work for the club, I wouldn't be able to do any BBC work because it'd clash and things like that. So, like, there's a lot of things to consider. I'd have to move home, which I don't know if that's something I want to do yet.
Just tell me, John.
Tell you what?
He's done it again!
Oh, yeah,
I'm done with
this! You deserve that! You actually deserve that!
How does permanently that happen?
Unplugged. Keep it permanently unplugged. Oh god, I need
it takes so long to get back in as well.
I need to.
Every time. Oh.
What do you think it will be? Because we're only 3 or 4 months away from the season starting again.
Yeah, I think if they're having conversations about it, they will be taking place. No, if they're having conversations about having their own TV network. They will definitely be taking place now.
Has anyone had a conversation about it?
No. No one official from the club.
You said about a month or so ago that there was there's rumblings.
I mean, there was talks about something happening, but nothing official. There was rumours that it would be...
Why are you so cryptic, John? Unofficially, off the record, has anyone at the club said, maybe we could do this?
Genuinely, no. Not that I'm
you
aware.
Just said
of. No,
there were talks.
Not. I thought you were about to me.
Not to you. With each other. Has it been uttered?
I would imagine that there's been conversations.
Okay, so the ball's rolling. They need to get you in ASAP. They need to lock you down.
I would like to think, with how good our board of directors is, they have almost certainly had. And that sounds biased because my brother's on there, but I was actually excluding him from this conversation. Like, I've met a lot of the people that help this football club, and they're all very, very sensible people. And I would imagine that they've known probably for a while that iFollow is going.
Greg?
Sorry?
Presenting?
What do you mean? What are you saying? Break?
Craig.
Oh, Craig. No, I think Craig's got a lot of other match day duties, but I don't know. We'll see. Well,
it's not you, they need to pull their heads out their ass.
Who would you like it to be, John, if it's not you?
I don't know. I don't know who's even interested in the job.
Yeah, I know, but... I know, but if you could pick anyone, say everyone was interested.
Dan Walker.
No, at the club.
You just said anyone.
Anyone at the club.
No, there's no one really that can...
Me?
What? You're not at the club.
David
well,
to
I am.
Well, so at the ground, is it any fan counts as well?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay, my dad.
You'd want your dad to present the show.
Yeah.
He said he never talks.
Yeah, no. I'm just picking anyone to get away from the stupidity of the question. If you could have anybody present it...
Why is it stupid?
Because I don't know. I've not given it any thought.
Well, let's have a think. We've got 5 minutes until the Northampton
Sit down
pod.
For three. Tell us for two.
Welcome to the new Exeter Football Channel.
But definitely not you after that.
Welcome to the new Exeter Football Channel. My name's David.
Take it. That's right. Cut. Go again.
You can't do that live.
Sorry, David. Can we have quiet in the back, please?
Right, I'm going to really try now.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, action.
Here we are. The new...
Oh, sorry, cut, sorry.
Yeah, this isn't going to work, David, sorry.
It wasn't me, it was you lot laughing behind the cameras. No, because
I tell you what, I was laughing. That was actually quite good. Here we are.
Relaxed.
Yeah, so relaxed.
Too relaxed.
No, it wasn't too... You can't be too relaxed. You can't okay. be too relaxed.
Look at that, slouched down in his chair.
3, 2, 3.
Action.
Here we are, the new Exeter Football Channel. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got quite a journey ahead of us. And then obviously a video will be coming.
Oh, see, that was a bit short.
Yeah,
need a longer. Quite the you need to set the scene.
So, get in, get out.
No. Close. We're paying you your grand here. We need you to say a bit more.
I'll be honest, I went blank.
You need to set the scene. What is this new platform? I'm seeing it. I'm an old man. I don't. What's this? Who's this? What's this? I'm like that. What does he mean?
Blank.
Yeah.
But yeah, Master Yoda is an Exeter City fan, is it?
Okay, one more time, David, please.
From the top. Okay. 3, 2, 1, action!
Here we are. Welcome. This is the new Exeter Football Channel. We've got a big journey ahead of us, and I hope you're going to come along for the ride.
What journey? What am I watching?
Where are we going?
Why does he keep inviting me on journeys? Just tell me.
No, David, put yourself in the position that you are like at the start of the first game of the season. So it's like, start with a, hello, welcome to Exeter TV, blah, blah, blah. Hope you come along with us. That was all nice. Go, you're joining us for Exeter City versus Carlisle United. That's what I'm
Yes. Joining me in the studio today
is...
John. Okay, sounds good.
Actually,
like
it wouldn't be Carlisle because they're relegated. You've got 3 minutes. 3, 2, 1, action!
Hey, my name's David L, and this is the new Exeter City Football Channel. Thank you for joining with me.
Smile more. From the top, you look very serious.
Yeah, you look like you don't like doing this.
Yeah. Okay. Relax.
I don't. I will. I'll give me 3 or 4 weeks to ease into this position. Right. Hey. Hey.
No, I like that. That was very informal. I like that.
Okay. Here we are. This is the new Exeter City Football Channel. My name's David Earl. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm sitting here in the Heritage Lounge, which is a room of...
No one cares where the room is.
We don't need to know the internal workings of the ground. We don't need
this
to know the internal
is on
workings
the first
of the ground.
Right, as you enter the ground, up the first set of stairs.
I'm completely
and through the double
off
doors. Where you'll receive the gold wristband to say you're in the Heritage Lounge for the evening.
Oh, it's so hard.
Why don't we just get you an auto key?
Yeah. How much are they? A couple of grand?
Yeah.
No, you can do it off
first week
nowadays.
I won't get paid.
Yeah, there we go. It's a week's wages.
You've just sacrificed a week.
It's really hard. You do it now, John. You do it.
All right,
3, 2, 1, action.
Hold on a minute. Chill out. I hadn't even prepared myself.
Okay, all ready to go? Yeah, we're going live. Okay, all good. Nigel, put the dildo down. All good. 3, 2,
you can't put that in there.
Nigel, out of there. Out of there, please.
Out the cupboard.
3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, and welcome to Exeter City TV. You're joining me, John Beer, David L, and Alfie Indra for our coverage of this League One fixture between Exeter City and Fleetwood Town.
Fucking hell, it's like a cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
Let's have some character in there.
What?
John, it was good. I tell you what.
There's Mr. Slouch.
Turning off.
Who's this fucking young man? Turn it off.
That person's got health issues.
They
need to go see a doctor.
Come on, give it a bit more something, John.
Oh, I don't want to give it something.
Oh my god, I
just some personality.
I was personable there.
Right, well, I really need to get going in a minute.
All right. You next, have a go, then Alfie can have a go.
Well, I was going to say, next pod, I've done stuff like this. So I can find it on YouTube. I used to present.
You've done this?
He's done it for Ipswich TV. So why don't we get the bloody...
No, I had a series for this American channel. A football series that I can...
What, and you presented it?
I'm going like this. It was called Kick and Collect. And I'd go, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Kick and Collect today. It's all like that. It's all that. It took me so many takes sometimes.
Oh my god, you're here!
Yeah. There's one with Ellis when we didn't know each other quite as well. Or there's one.
Is there any of you on your own? Were you trying to run the show?
I'm always doing the intro on my own.
Oh, right. Okay, well, we're going to do a whole episode.
There's also on there an interview with me and Chris Eubank Jr. where I'm very clearly quite nervous, which could be quite good to watch.
Sorry, so you've got all these, Chris Eubank Jr., you haven't thought we'll get him on
the pod? Chris Eubank Jr., he doesn't know me from Adam.
We've interviewed him.
Yeah.
So he does know you from Adam?
Well, no, if he'd walk past me in the street tomorrow, he wouldn't go, that's that twat, the interview be free.
How long did you do this for, Alfie?
I did it for, there's a lot of unreleased episodes as well, but I probably did it for a fair few months. It was probably like 6 months of recording, but then the company got bought by DAZN or something, so they had to pull it.
Listen to this. In this week's episode of Kick and Collect, host Alfie Indra takes a look at...
Look at what?
Well, it doesn't matter what he looks at. You are absolutely presenting the show.
Yeah, I was presenting. Very uncomfortable. I remember the first one, I was really it was my first proper presenting job. So I remember the first episode, I was really nervous. And it's very wooden. So they'd send over a rough script that I'd have to... I could put my own little thing in it, but it was pretty much scripted, yeah. The interview bit, I was fine with. It's the start bit.
Wow.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Can we watch you on the Northampton pod, John?
Oh, brilliant.
No, it's not live. It's pre-recorded.
But can we not be on Zoom with the cameras off?
It's not on Zoom.
What's it on?
What's it on?
Steam Labs?
Ooh,
Steam,
send us the link. Send us a link.
I'm not sending you the link. Go and enjoy your evenings, chaps. You've done the hard work. You've put your miles in. You guys are famous. Now it's time for me to take the baton.
And you're having a go at Peter Drury for being too dramatic.
Yeah, but at least that wasn't scripted, like all his stuff.
There he is. He's coming on next week.
That was off the dome, mate.
Freestyle.
That's what I do, mate. I'm the Eminem of football.